Well, it looks like Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow, so at least six more weeks of winter. So I'm suspecting it's going to be mid-March or into April before you're climbing on that roof safely. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm trying to do some things. I did not get my license until a couple years ago, and then had a few medical things and some other issues come up. So I haven't been on the air a lot, but I have set up a ham shack, and I'm working through that also. And when spring comes, I'll be doing the exterior antennas. Right now, even though I have some other gear, I'm sitting in my basement. I have a little shop area down here, and I've got an HD. So I'm amazed that it's getting through the walls and the structure, but I'm pretty happy with that. This is KE8YGV.
KD8YGV, this is KD8AVX. Yeah, no, I'm constantly amazed at that, but then again, I also think a lot about the work that the guys put in. Some of the repeaters around here are pretty amazing. I'm not as familiar with Dave's, this one that I'm on right now. I know he said that it's got a lot, it's linked up. I'm not exactly sure what it's all linked to, but it sounds like from listening to it, it's got some good reach. I know the Saginaw 2-meter repeater, the .24, that's got a lot of good receive sites. So you can do a lot with an HD. Don't have to be running a ton of power, which I'm thrilled about. But yeah, I look forward to getting some more stuff up. Ham radio is definitely a never-ending hobby. When I went and first got licensed, my very first time it was a Tech Plus license. I passed the technician's license and I passed the Morse code requirement. That's where I stopped. And then probably a few months after that, I did the general and eventually the extra. And a lot of people are like, you did the extra. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know all of the things I probably should know to be licensed like that. But honestly, I just didn't want to have to worry as much about where the boundaries were on the HF band and be able to talk to who I wanted to talk to. So it was more out of laziness that I got the extra license because then I could just broadcast in the bands that I was licensed for. I'll pass it back to you, and then I'll probably say 72 because I took my son just about to the car to pick him up. This is KD8 ADS. Back over to you.